Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, wonderful. And it is so wonderful. Sam Cooke. You know, nowadays when I come in to sit on the edition, I'm thinking I'm impacted, in other words, by knowledge I have in history that I am concerned about. Simply because I have been learning certain history along the way, say the past few years. And what I am discovering put my mind in a different level of concern about the people on earth. I mean, including myself. It is based on the fact that life itself for civilized people becomes a challenge because too many things are hidden from civilized people. Hidden by who? The only way to understand what I am talking about would be better if you, who is listening, know about the earliest form of life on planet Earth. We got to know that. If we don't know where our lives started and what kind of creature started out life on Earth, well, first is to know that the Earth was filled with water, covered the ground. There was no dry ground while the water had covered it. So my understanding is there was no form of ground where anything can walk at first. And to understand that is to know some other things of history for us to get acquainted with, because otherwise we are going to be just three-quarter or halfway having an understanding of things, you know, like in the middle of the stream. We can't understand fully what life is, where it's coming from, and what it means to us as we are alive. We would have to go to the head. In the beginning, like you read in the Bible, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Well, we know that is foolishness. Christian Bible is foolishness. Christianity is foolishness. So those are garbage. We need to like consecrate outside from our minds. Because of that, the civilized people are confused. Because civilized people are the last life form to exist. The African hybrid people, based on our creation, it's not the story you read about in the Bible. The story in the Bible was taken from history and headed up to say what the Bible is saying. Now, when I was young growing up and my parents, Christian, I know nothing about that. My parents don't talk anything like that to us. They don't know. They were bamboozled, into Christianity by these white people that we see around us. Okay, so if we know that there was no life on planet, there was no dry ground, and for billions of years, almost, let's say, 4 billion years or so, a long time, right? So you have to be justified and reconcile that nobody wasn't around in those times, and that's a long time, and you talk about night and day come, night and day go, for so long, well, that's like if you are 50 years of age. Night come and go, night and go, come and go until, let's say, you and you were like about age 10 or 8 or 7. Few people at age 7, childhood, will remember much of anything. Right, so put you like where, say, you like, say, about 12 years of age then. You understand quite a bit. Yeah, you are 50 years of age now, and And then night and day come, night and day come, and you know, you're only accustomed to every year you probably celebrate your birthday and stuff like that, right? But from, say, 12 years of age, you remember now, and you know, until you're 50, you realize that, wow, do you remember all of these years? I mean, weeks, days, and months of 50 years? No, you don't. Right? And as good as your memory may be, you know, I think much of those years that make up 50, you don't remember nothing. Some of those years, you don't remember. If something significant never happened, all of them, so that you can number them, 50 of them, you know, it is about, I mean, night and day that comes all the time. You don't write no record of it because it's the same thing over and over, right? So what I'm trying to say now, think about time that history tells us about, way back, billions of years ago, water covered the planet Earth for like 4 billion years, and then the water begin to recede and dry land come, right? And and then the first life form came on dry land. Microbes, microscopic things, okay? The only record that is made of the microbes are what scientists discover in rocks, right? And after that, after the 4 billion years pass, then we could see trees begin to grow, right? And then what come after the microbes? Monkeys. That's a species. The first species. So the first species is now the second life form. This is monkeys. And it is a species with a name called hominids. Okay? H-O-M-I-N-I-D. All right. Plural, DS. Okay? And they had one that is recorded subgroup that is called Homo erectus. Now, who gave those monkeys species name? Some, you know, a good question to ask, because we know nobody wasn't back there talking and stuff like that to give monkeys name. They couldn't give themselves name because they don't talk, and what they think within themselves, nobody around to absorb no information like that, because it, you know, it's all something within themselves. They're a monkey, they know what sign and feeling to understand each other. But we don't have a situation like what we have here today, that you have the audible voice and you also understand words, how many language we have here. But that wasn't back there. So get to know the past and not just the present that you're looking at, because you will be a lot of fools. You know, you will be a lot of fool if you don't understand the dynamics of life as it unfolds and reach to where we are here today. There is much to understand about our lives. So people who just care about the present, you don't want to be, you don't want to invest too much into those people, because look, they'll get you into a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. So as I come along now and I see there's the apes come along. So no human being, but they were the first to walk upright. The monkeys called bipedal. They were the first to walk upright. Monkeys were the first to walk upright. And I think is all of them are not the same. Then there is one that walk upright, the hominid one, right? No human being were not around. So we know now that they develop in Africa. In, I think South and Eastern Africa, that the monkeys develop. And they developed for about 4 million years. 3 to 4 million years, monkeys existed as a species. That's what that brand of monkeys. All right. Now, when did human being come along? I'm talking about in the world, it's a textbook now, you know. This is not play business. This is serious, because I don't see any other world history textbook introducing anything else. So Glencoe World History Textbook, you know, although white people are controlling, unlawfully controlling the civilized world, they don't belong here. And it is because they use their monkey blood disease to contaminate our brain. So here we are today. There are so many things that we would know coming from our ancestry. We don't know. We are taught what white people want us to know. It's a confusing thing, but it is good to know so that you can keep your mind on what you have read and know in history, to keep other people from confusing you, because some people will come up with things and you can tell that it's a lie, because this is what history says. You need to hold on to history. Okay, now just like you read in the Bible, that a talking serpent was talking to Eve and all those things. You need to be able to defend yourself against things that in the world we are in today, that is very strangely different from what it was according to what history tells us. Okay. Now, until we know something completely different or with any changes at all, and based upon what we already decide is true, because you read about something and you see this, you see the evidence of it. Until we have evidence of something, don't believe in it. Because we will have opportunity to read and to find out, if any at all we were trying to find out, we will find out and stake out on those things, objects, then, we know exist. The only way we are going to, establish academic sense of some things right? We don't want to go off believing foolishness that people make up, or like a Bible talk about a talking serpent and what God this and what God that. Them things never, just like, I always believe that God is perfect and Jesus is perfect. Talked about his infirmities and stuff like that. But it's like, he's making some sense to tell you how the devil work and things like that. Okay, but the first thing, the basis is God and Jesus, his son, and God begat a son and all that. And how a serpent come into the garden where God tell Adam and Eve not to eat the fruit, don't touch it and stuff like that. You read those things, and because you don't have a further background about anything that you have seen evidence that it exists, then you're able to, like, you know, push away those old bunch of foolishness that you're reading, because, you know, they cannot be true. But what happens if you don't have the background of things that you see evidence and be a witness that those things are true in history, right? And you can see them around you. So you don't make anybody fool you, like telling you the hurt is you need to have a background sense of how the earth is rotating and revolving. You need to know that, because it's a whole lot of lies we are hearing about what you believe and religion and church and stuff like that. And we don't know the difference in these things. Like, I learned later on that BC era that is gone, the era that is gone, and what takes the place of BC era is AD Anno Domini. Now, BC era, you will go everywhere and see that people from back there really existed. But here we have AD Anno Domini, and we can't show anything that it said exists. Now, you know, I didn't mean to talk about this, but it becomes relevant for me to, I mean, use it to make this comparison. People who used to go to church and believe in Christianity are not civilized. And if even they are born into African the gods, right? The Elohim civilization. But when we turn fool, because it's turn, we turn fool, why we become Christian. That is a fact. I am telling you, and it's not being stupidly biased against anything. It's a matter that it is, I prove it. You don't, it's not me and somebody else. It's since I begin to read like an academic person with good sense. That's when I realized these things. I grew up in the church. My parents were Christian, but they were under slavery in Jamaica. Or their grandparents, they are people of slavery origin. So what I'm trying to tell you, to know that something exists is like what exists under the BC era. BC era, that's BC era has the evidence that civilization came to earth on a certain time, on a certain date, on a certain day. That begins a week, 7 days, week, and so much days for 1 month, and those 12 of that month make 1 year. That was created, that was brought and established about at a certain time in the BCE or BC history. How much of us know something about that? I didn't know until I begin to read. And you have to read some some source of knowledge that when it tells you something, you can go off and find out it is true. Because what good would it be if it is not relating to objects we can see? Why would history mean anything to us? So BCE is solid and evidence that people live how many like 2023 years now since they changed the original calendar and bring moon calendar, moon season calendar. These white people bring in. They're the one who write the Bible, where you can't find evidence for what they're talking about in the Bible, in the most important places in the Bible. They don't. They're telling you something like it exists, like the talking serpent. But where is the talking serpent? You never see nothing that look like talking serpent from your barn, but you believe it. Why you believe it? When I tell you that something is wrong there, I show it to you. And I tell you that we are all duped by something, and that something is the white people give it to us. 100,000 years ago, you might want to say, does 100,000 years exist? Yes. Mm-hmm. More than that. I just tell you about 2023 years. Okay? Exists. Yeah. So 100,000 years is a little more, right? I tell you, life will pass away and a lot of us will not understand it. Because a lot of us go and spend our time believing in something we don't know, and it was rubbish and we didn't know. Because once you are taught the church concept that these white people invent, it's hard for your mind to turn around to understanding anything else. It's not that it is impossible, but you know, it's kind of improbable because the mind was not designed to go backwards like that. And here I'm trying to make some sense for you. And it's the reason why I'm talking and saying all this stuff here. So that somebody listening, because some smart people out there know, but they stuck perception loose. You know, it's like their perception is stuck because once you are taught something, and that's all you know in the context of what you know. Let's say you are taught something that is not true or something that is limited in what you understand. You are subject to that, to what you think you understand or what you think you know. Do you have evidence for it? If you have evidence for it, you can prove something. But what if you don't have evidence for it? You stuck. You're stuck from that. And it's not unless something happened where somebody come and tell you something contradictory to what you're thinking. And you said, you don't agree with what you're hearing. And the person is going to like, no, bring you into the know of it. Not believing now. Like say to you, do you know the difference between knowledge and believe? And there you go. You say, what's that? You don't know. And somebody is going to open up your knowledge to know that when you believe something, that is not a knowledge. You don't never seen it. You never touch it. You never know. But you just have an imagination that, oh, you understand. Somebody describe it, look like this, and you take that, somebody will tell you about, and believe it. But when you accept a description that somebody give you in something, and got you believing it, you're in danger. If at all, if that is not really something true, you are in danger, I mean. So the right way to use your mind when it comes to knowing things different from when you believe things and you don't know them. You need to understand that. So if you're somebody with a mind that do good distinction between that and this, and you are stuck on some nonsense, you don't know no better because you don't hear nobody talking anything and trying to affect your mind so you can know any better. You stuck, and all kind of stuff can happen to you when you are stuck on believing something you don't know, and you have a strong confidence. You have strong confidence. You have strong conviction that the thing is true, and you don't know it's not true. Think about what I'm saying. When you know the difference of standing over here on the east side to standing over on the west side, when you know the difference and somebody tell you something that falls right in that distinction, and you say, oh my God, it's the first time, it's the first time I'm seeing this. And you can say to somebody, thank you, because you know what, I wouldn't know this. But what happened to the person who don't have the distinction to know when somebody is telling you, oh, you're standing on the east side, you should be on the west side? You know what I mean? My friends, I say all of this because I may not be running in much of a straight line with what I'm saying, but remember, I'm talking about life forms, right? I'm talking about when there was nothing, like ape on the ground. There was microscopic things. So not even the apes were not around for about billions of years, the apes, right? And yes, billions of years. Billions of years, the water covered the ground, right? About 4 billion years. And then you have, so there was no creature to talk about. It's just water, right? So once we get water dried up some places, because we have the big ocean around us on the earth today, cover most of the earth still, right? The knowledge to know that, to keep foolishness from come and destroy you, you need to know that at least certain time back there, certain billion years, until it comes to the million year era. That means from the water, from the microbes came on Earth for about a few billion years, then we going to come to the point where a countdown, and you come into the something happened since 4 million years now. So we move from the microbes to the monkey. So microbes were there for billions of years. Monkey was here for millions of years. Do you understand that? I hope you understand that. I am saying to you, it doesn't matter whether you're going to school or not. It's good for us to go to school, really. But let's say you go to school, but you don't read much. I am telling you, all of us need to know what happened in the past. And don't let people tell you you don't need to know that. Because knowledge is never going to hurt you. Knowledge will make you wise how to live, conduct yourself in life, you see. All right. Truth different from lies. And when you don't have certain enlightenment, there are a lot of things there, traps set for you. You're not going to go do well at all. All right. So I am saying now, we go to the monkeys that exist 4 to 3 million years ago now, right? So this is what we are dealing with now. We're not dealing with the microbes now in what I am saying. We are dealing with the most late, with the lately and what is instantly relevant to us. And that is monkeys. And monkeys, it is important for us to know how long since the monkeys species, since they came about. We need to know that, because we are dealing with immediate situation around us we deal with from time to time. You know how well a lot of things can become important in the lives of civilized people. Not talking about the uncivilized one then, because they are dangerous. They are a different type of development, okay? So I am talking about the civilized people. I'm building this background because I'm going to build up a little chat on why, you know, it is needful for us to think about some of these things that I'm telling you about, and that you protect your life from all sort of foolishness, miseries and all kind of nonsense. When you understand the clear knowledge of what the past was and it affects you today, right? So let's go on now to the monkeys. What happened to the monkeys? We know that the microbes, you know, are still around, you know, some die out and microbes are still around, I think, today. Right? Scientists still, you know, find things there that from those things live long time ago. But I based on my common sense on what I hear go on, I think live, my live, living, microscopic things still exist. Because I see some little things crawling on the ground and I can hardly see them, but they're crawling. I say, what kind of body of life into that? All right. What I'm trying to say to you, we are all civilized human beings that I'm talking to right now. We are concerned with the issues I am talking about. White people don't have to be concerned with what I am talking about, because they come from the monkeys. You see what I mean? Yeah, and you know, I have to come down hard on this, and I am not concerned about what they are doing, because they are under the delusion that they have a government. Why monkeys? How can monkey come and have a government? If they are saying they are a government, well, there must be a way for us to find out where to get that from. And I can tell you, since they are claiming their head, the way their head works, okay? Their head is working that way because they are off-breed product. They are not just monkeys anymore. They are crossbreed, and their real species name now, they are a new species, you know, and they are off, they are half monkeys, I would say, or a little more than half monkeys. That's where they originate. interbreed with another species. That is us, the sapiens, right? We begin to live 250,000 years ago in Africa. That's what the World History textbook says. And these white people that write the Bible tell us something different because they don't want us to know who they are. They know who we are, but they are telling us to deny who we are. That's what is going on. Okay? I have to be very blatant. I have to be very focused and seated on my expression, because I didn't know these things until I turned at the age of reading and understand issue really is, right? And if somebody cannot come into the World History textbook and correct what I say, you know, I know a lot of foolishness that the white people am writing in the World History textbook. They want us to believe all the foolishness that they write into and mess up a lot of things into the World History textbook too, these sodomites. And the reason why they are going through all of the effort that you see they are making today, anything you see white people are doing, they are doing it for one specific reason. They are the species of homosexuality. That's what they are. They don't want you to think so, though, because they now say they take control over the Western world and call the Western world their civilization. My gosh. Did you know that? We are, if we don't read and we don't know, like I'm telling you, if you don't know the past, you are done. But I can tell you that white people don't want we to know the right information from the first calendar that the Elohim God created. They don't even want us to think that the Elohim God came to earth and do anything. Even though they have the products that they stole from us, they turn around and look on us and tell us that Jesus died for our sin. And look, it's not true. It is not true. What they write in the Bible about Jesus is not true. Not even in the slightest sense. It's not true. When I talk about Jesus Christ come from a Father God and we begot a Son, it's not true. Now, the millions of people out there, it's possible to be hearing what I'm saying. They cannot afford to think that I am making any sense. Both our African people and the European fools them, naturally, evolve and now being born. They're not human beings. They are depending on thinking that they are human beings because they interbreed with our blood and begin to talk. That they think that makes them human being. That's what they think. And they're trying to kill us and like they destroy our sapien Neanderthals. That's what they're trying to do. Right? Now, I understand that a lot of people will feel nervous about what I'm saying because, you know, unless you have the background to something, it's hard for you to like get in sync with it. You know what I mean? All right. So I'm not pulling anybody away from their belief in what they believe, and they can't tell you if you ask them. But what I'm saying is none of us have been given the right to compel each other to do whatever the other want to do, because you have a will and nobody's supposed to choke up your will. You know, only that you do something that will not, let's say, directly harm anybody. You know, at least leave people alone. Don't be like these white people. White people never born from any, they were not born from any parental origin. So they didn't have no legacy at all. The monkey come from monkey, and monkey don't leave any wealth for their offspring. You hear me? What I'm telling you is true, and you know, it's sad if you know, when somebody don't have what it takes to understand something else that's being said, because anybody can come and ask me. And I wish anybody can call me and get into what I'm saying. 347-850-1358. It's just a little after 5 o'clock. About 3 or so minutes after 5 o'clock. Or maybe by some clock, it's 5 o'clock. Come right on the dot. You have a lot of time. You can call me. Why is it? I mean, I can't get some of these people to call me, man. Yeah, a few will come sometimes, and they come into the chat room, and they will write something and things like that. But they won't, you know. I mean, I don't say nobody has never come in on the phone, but the number of them dropped off. No sooner than we talk and they realize that this guy is a throat cutter. He will not allow you to get away with anything. He has to make sure, you know, he go four corner square and make sure you don't get away with nothing. And that's true. That's the way I am, and I'm not going to change. All right, because we do have some problems. We have a lot of problems to clean up. We African people, we are being killed and victimized in ways that is unnecessary. You know, it's just that when you cannot help yourself because you have some ailment that is hindering you, you have to depend on somebody to help you. But what happens when you don't need nobody to help you, but you lack knowledge and then you want somebody to help you, you know, in many other things, you can help yourself. But what I'm trying to say to you, I like a good conversation that we are making sense. Yeah, you know, and reciprocating and stuff like that. I like that. But I am restricted to the things that I will say at this time of my life. What I know causes that. You see, I can't extend myself a certain kind of way into certain kind of a conversation that is not, you know, giving me an opportunity to have at least the privilege to be close to a piece of fact. All right? Because if you give me a piece of fact and I begin to look and examine the piece of fact, if I see anything around in the sphere of the fact that it's supposed to be, And I have questions. I'm going to start asking a question because piece by piece, bit by bit, I will find things to bring up that is relevant and that you have the burden of proof to fix whatever I am bringing to, like, I want to move in on your stuff and show you that something is wrong with it. Okay. But I ain't talking about foolishness. I'm talking about relevant stuff. You know, that if I can find things that is pointing to what you say not making any sense. Now, if you would do that to me, I let you. Because if you can do that to me and bring out something that convinces me, you just purge my iniquity or my whatever deficiency I have. That's what you do. Because I cannot see that you are making a logical point, and if I don't see anything wrong with it and still try to make it wrong, I'm going to suffer for that. I can't do that, and I will not do that, right? As a matter of my conditioning, I will never do that because I cannot go against my own conscience. If you are right and I am wrong, I must give thanks that here is someone who is helping me. You see what I mean? Because I've been trying to get rid of things that not supposed to be affecting me, right? But I couldn't see. And you come and you make me see. Listen, my friend, I've always wanted to be a good person. And I realize that if you don't think and be serious about what you're thinking, knowing that all those things that you try to like shed and inhale in the kind of virtues that I need. I always wanted that. And I think that I judge myself, and at least I'm in the position to inhale in things when I see them. I am in the position because I have made up my mind all around, four square in my cerebellum. Yeah, I have made it all up. I want the real thing, so I'll get away from it. It doesn't matter what kind of loss is inside of me and stuff like that. You know, I want to reach for the energy that will, like, eventually pushes that away from my attention and give me strength to hold my position. Okay? And say, applause, applause, applause. I am gaining ground. Well, that's the way it is with me. Now, let's get around to we become human beings. Now, we cannot afford to live as human beings, and we don't know what happened to the monkeys before us. We need to understand that. All right. Now, we are having problems, can't you see? We are having problems because our brethren is in what they call, what they are calling Israel today. 2,000 years ago or more, none of the European people were not there. And if you go back 200, if you go, let's say, 100,000 years ago was when we left Africa and come to the Western Hemisphere. There was no human being about, man. Can you think that? That's the history. I can expand on that and show you where nobody wasn't around when water covered the earth, and count the amount of time that the water spent covering the earth to receding, and then those little microscopic things came, and they were on the earth for about some 3 to 4 million years. Now, wait a minute. I'm mixing up with the microscopic. The microscopic things, they are on Earth for billions of years, about some 4 billion years. After the microscopic came apes. Okay? Came the apes, the monkeys. And they are around 4 to 3 million years. Right? So they were 3 to 4 million years, and we, our species, sapien, came about 250,000 years. So we go in the billions for the microscopics. They were in the billions, right? And then the apes were in the millions. Now, African hybrid human beings species came about in the thousands of years, 250,000 years ago. Do you understand that? You better understand that, because I am absolutely sure if you don't give yourself to understanding these perfect settings, we are to know. Oh boy. I know the times that I didn't know A from Bullfoot, they say in Jamaica. But because of my mindset, it's my mindset. It's the reason why I'm telling you these white people come from monkeys that don't belong among us, okay? And you go into the World History textbook and you will find it. You will find that we have government listed going right back in Africa. Is in the World History textbook. And you don't see nothing in the World History textbook for white people of Europe. They're not in the World History textbook. They're not listed in there as anything civilized. They go into Europe as uncivilized Homo erectus that come from the hominid. That's it. How they come to tell us that in 1857, the United States court ruled that black people were property, and as such, they had no claim to freedom, and we don't have any right to file a lawsuit in their court system. Where do they come from to tell us that? Now, the biggest thing stumbling block in the world today of good knowledge is because of them. Their crossbreeding with our species, our sapien. That's what white people are covering up. There's a whole big number of different things that these white people are doing that we must not know. They were never human beings. They got to be a crossbreeding. And the story is out there, but we are too disjointed in our thinking. And we don't get to put anything together. He says, Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty together again. Well, you know, it fits us as African hybrid people. These sodomites take over our body and soul. Talk about A.D. and Adamani. You talk about, A.D. and Adamani, Easter and Christmas and Halloween. Where they come from with all these things? Now, they are enjoying themselves. They are enjoying themselves because they know what they are hiding. Like they are some type of, we know, 200,000 years ago, it was in South Africa, and a lot of us don't know anything like that. For them, what I'm saying don't make no sense, but I read, you see what I mean? And if they read the same information all of us are supposed to read, then they should know what I'm saying. So, not be mindful of what I'm saying. And I'm not telling you to drop your belief, although that's what I should say, but it's not wisdom for me to say that. Because I must allow a person to spend time believing the same thing I used to believe. And nobody was trying to take me out of here. Okay? So you have to grow to learn. So I am not able to do that. Right? My common sense, don't tell me to do that. Because, you know, I'm really not trying to save your soul like the Bible talk about. However, knowledge is something that we should not do without, because it brings us into the world that is above us. Let these white people talk about their Jesus and their God and stuff like that. We're the sorrow, foolishness. But the most important word to use is they are uncivilized. We have them now saying that they are a civilization. How did they become a civilization when they come from apes? White people come from apes. And, you know, they're out there and listening to me. And see how powerful they are? They started killing us, the Chinese. The Chinese, you see how long ago now? The one of the earlier so-called United States president destroy the Chinese. Okay, they are the first to do it. And they come from Europe and come to the Western world and do that. What do we do? Talk about Mandela. He was trained a lawyer under these sodomites. He was a lawyer. And you see what they do with him? Yeah, they got power over him because A.D. and Adamani, as far as we are concerned, it's law. Even though the law says they are to kill us, force us to accept, believe Jesus, and turn over everything we have to them. That's what 12, that's what 12 20, right? 12, 20. So that 1, 2, 1, 2, 0. So that is 1,220. Okay, that's how long that they invent that law by one emperor and two popes. It's into the world history textbook. That right now they, by we accepting the so-called Sodomite law, Sodomite species law, by we accepting that it is truth and worship Christianity way of life, we are no longer under the God's provision, because we have taken on the belief adoration to something that is not even a God. Because the God of the Christian Bible is a fraudulent contrivance of something called a God. And those of us that are in it, we function by everything they do. The Sodomites. And we are not Sodomites. You see what I mean? We are not Sodomites. So what I want to like focus on with this belief system of Christianity is to focus on what happened and why white people are pushing the Bible and conversion of Jesus Christ. And it doesn't happen if you read the history about the Western Hemisphere. When we were not in 100,000 years ago, we leave Africa. We weren't here in the Western world. You need to understand what I'm saying. Because everything we depend on and this knowledge that we're supposed to have of creation of the gods in South Africa. And there is, out in South Africa there, a metropolis, 200,000 years old. I have a link here that I can show it to you. If you ever come here and ask me, I'll give it to you. All right? That in South Africa, everything we are talking about, the Elohim came to earth and do, and the things that we are supposed to practice and believe, because when you have knowledge of something and know the evidence is true, you can, that's something so nice for you to believe. Yeah, because you have nothing to lose when you know it is true. I'm telling you, these white people that you see here, the reason why we are in the situation we are in today, it is because something happened that takes us out of who we were. The first 100,000 years after our creation, South Africa. We were taken out mentally, removed from that mental knowledge of who we were by these white people act of a sexual act and otherwise act their diseases from Africa come to the Western world into our brain and then forth. Everywhere we go, whether in Europe or not, don't you see they come to Europe, right? And they were able to take the king down and nobody from Africa come to his defense, nor inform the rest of us what happened. It is very clear in history how we were created. Why do they come and decide to take away what we have? By first preempting our awareness that they had the potential to use disease on us. They're still doing it right now. White people are still using all sorts of disease to kill us. Where do you think COVID come from? It's them. They are the manufacturer. And they will behave like it's somebody else. No. They get the hold of us. See what I mean? Yeah. They turn us into idiots. And whether or not you want to accept it, it is true, because where's the government? Where's your inalienable rights? Why when we come here, they come after us long time and begin to use all kind of their diseases on us. Yeah. So that they can take control of us. So we don't know about the law that they make is against us, and they're forcing, making up a bogus Jesus and a bogus God. We believe everything they say in the Bible. We believe in St. Paul. And Jesus and St. Paul are the biggest non-existent characters. And so is the God in the Bible. Now, the truth is someplace else. It's not those things. Stay there. And off and puff against what I say. What you need to do is to step forward and come and do your best. And I make the provision, you know. You can come here and talk to the entire universe as far as it may go. And tell them, and make me look stupid. You have the opportunity to do that. Why? Why not? Because it's difficult for us to learn the truth about the things of the universe, the skies, the cloud motion, and the trees, and the wind blow. It is hard for us to know under AD Anadamani. So, what I'm saying to you is that if you don't know, they steal everything away from us. And before I get to find out what really is in existence around me, to find out, there was a lot to find out that I didn't know. Right? So coming from them being apes, from them intermingle with our species, first the Neanderthals, that they grind up for quite a few thousand years, they say, till they don't look like monkey. They did look like monkey in the World History textbook and be called the flat-faced man of Kenya. That's right. By what you call him, Jonathan Johnson. What his name is? He's right here in the book. The man who edited these information, Donald Johnson. Okay? Donald Johnson tell us that. I am looking on the vast changes that these homosexuals have made. As singular as I am, and looking at the vast development they have done. Well, you know what? I wish that the gods create someone like is stated in the Bible. A lot of people don't read that, so they don't see that in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter. You know, I think chapter 28 of book of Isaiah. Some of these books are good. Nice stuff in there. So what I'm saying to you is, based on the way the civilized world is today, since these Europe settlers in a state where they were just hominid, they were monkey for real. Homo erectus. If you Google that, you will see. It's common. I'm telling you the truth, and it may sound strange to you. Don't make it be strange anymore. These white people, ancestors, are hominid, okay? And they come from the hominid ape. Okay, as a offspring. And then their offspring or subgroup, Homo erectus, they that we are looking at now today, they become homosexual, and that's their species, homosexual. White people are homosexual species and culture. That's what they are. Be glad if the world hear it, because it's true. Now, I am saying it would be a nice thing to see that the gods fulfill the act of, as much as they strip we people of the gods down to nothing because we lose our senses, to see them fall by the wayside. And what was in the beginning was us, sensible and smart, will be so in the end. For those of us who become real, alive, the word call us, we are those who turn around. Okay? We are those that turn around. They come to like destroy our brain to where we think the wealth they have is theirs. And it's not true. They never orient from no civilized source, because the evidence is here to prove that when they left from Africa and go into Europe, they were monkeys. Homo erectus. It is recorded very clearly in the World History textbook. It wouldn't be in the World History textbook if it's not there, if it is not true. And that is what I want to tell anybody who is listening to me around the planet. And stop doubting. Because for you to be skeptical about what I'm saying would be like you don't have the access to know what I'm telling you to be true. You should not be into that situation. If you really wanted to be the paragon human, African hybrid people, if you want to come around to understanding, I wanted to know. I didn't really go to anybody. I wasn't hearing nobody talk it on radio or nothing like that. I see a couple of people or one particular guy now seriously talking real prehistory talk. Yeah, I see that person. That I get the impression this person is for real. Yes, and I admire that. Well, we also have, in South Africa, some scientists over there that began to change your policies of banks over there. Yeah. You see, so if you think that what I'm saying is nonsense, it's up to you. Because you're in a church where the white people brought you in, fool you to believe in the Bible or in Jesus. They fool you because I'm saying I was in it from age 7 until I go up into 6s. Before I begin to read World History textbook, if you don't know the value of World History textbook and you think the Bible is a text history book, that's too bad. It means that you're triple damage, because it doesn't make any sense. You're believing in a Bible that wise men follow a star, and how Herod killed baby boys 2 years and under because wise men did not come back to him. And that is 100% nonsense, because it never happened. If you are reading properly, you will find out it's not true. About the virgin birth of Mary, it's not true. And it's not hard to find out it's not true. It's by reading real historic academic information. It's not a fool you thing. The evidence is clear. Those things are not true. And these white people are who set that foundation, so that we are so stupid that when we come to the Western Hemisphere from Africa, took us a while to get there too, right? Yes. Who do we read about in the Bible that interfere with us and take away Palestine for us and call it Israel now? Who are the people who took that place from us through 66? 66 through 70 A.D. Who changed our calendar and give us this kind of a calendar count and make this so-called Jesus a character that God from heaven sent down? All of those scriptures are lies. No, God never begot no son. And if he did begot a son, why? St. Matthew 26 tell you that Jesus did not die for the sins of nobody. We're reading it. So much people are reading that, and they don't see that Jesus prayed 3 times to his Father to not die. And we believe it still. But there are too many things in the Bible to prove. And the only reason why we believe them, it is because of the disease that affects our minds. And it's not like we got better long time on everything gone, you know, believe this. It's that right now, as I'm talking to you, disease is affecting your thinking and you don't even know it. You do not know it. Because I'll name out to you that we leave 100,000 years ago from Africa and come into the Western Hemisphere when nobody was here. There was nobody here. And you don't accept that we were created in South Africa because your mind is damaged and these things don't make no sense to you. What is to make sense to you is not making sense to you. You see what I mean? So you belong to this church and you belong to that church and stuff like that. I mean, there was the time when I was, you know, ambiguous about what I am thinking because I need to do much more research to come to the full knowledge that it is true, man. It will never fail you. These sodomites, I read long time ago that they wanted to change the way our civilized society is. Yeah, I read that when I didn't know much about anything. Now, what we have as the most important thing to think about so that we can act about the way we are supposed to is to realize that we are under a government. It is because of the disease why we don't know that we African from, you know, if we weren't born, I wouldn't be here talking. But the fact that we are born and we are who we are, and they come trying to look like us, that's it. They are trying to look like us. So why do we doubt that we were created in the first place? Why? It is time for us to come to our senses. And you know what? If we come to our senses, we won't feel afraid. We won't doubt. We won't want anything from them. Because guess what? Right away, right now, we should be using the laws of our government. Because it was created for us, not these faggots, homosexuals. Okay? And the fact that they're not going anywhere because they see that, oh, we are willing to praise Jesus. Jesus, that never exists. God in our Bible, that never exists. Do I say that there is absolutely no God and no one that rules the universe? I don't say that, no. So the truth is lying right next to us, but these sodomites come and drop their disease in our brain and our body from one thing to the other, right? But they got us believing, okay? Believing in the talking serpent. And when these are the talking serpent, okay? These homosexuals, it's their proper name. That's what you are to call them. They are a species of homosexual culture. You look into our world history textbook. Everything is in there for us. And we are under the Bible by these sodomites. That they turn our own people against themselves and against others. These white people do that. You see, because a lot of our people have come to live next door, white people, go to school with white people, all kind of things we do with white people until we are marrying them and we think it's nice. It's not nice. We are a species and they are different. But because of what they have been covering up and all the, listen, something we should know, and we are, it is difficult for us to know it, because like I say, it's what has happened to us, you know, what has happened to us. And I want to show you. Yeah, okay, I see what I want. Yeah, the way that we came about, man, we can't understand it. We don't want to know it, because they have already pushed that foolishness and syndrome into our brain, okay? And this is what is happening. I'm trying to get across to you the irony that we are living under, right? It's difficult to come to the realization. I know that. And it's this little darling book here I have. When Wisdom Was Lowered from Heaven. The Sumerian king list, a record of rulers, cities, and events arranged chronologically, divide prehistory and history into two distinct parts. First, the long record of what had happened before the deluge, the flood. Then what happened after the deluge, the flood? One was the time when the Anunnaki gods, and then their sons by the daughters of Mon, the so-called demigods, ruled upon the earth. The other was when human rulers, kings, selected by Enlil, were interposed between the gods and the people. In both instances, the institution of an organized society and orderly government kingship was stated to have been lowered from heaven. The emulation of earth, of the societal and governmental organization on Nibiru. Do you understand any of that? If you read back, you will realize that these white people were monkeys. They were primates. Now, where they are, you don't dare call them that. But that's where they are coming from in the world. It's a textbook. And if you were to face them with it, they would have to face this book, this world, Glencoe World History Textbook. And you know what? They have all kind of a manipulation on this book. But yet still, the truth is in there for you to, you know, I mean, blow them up with it. So what I am trying to read to you right now is not folly. All right. It goes on to say, and somebody's going to say, well, who write that? It comes from our division of civilization, the Sumerian, who brought, you know, from Mesopotamia, the higher level of urban development in our civilization. White people have nothing to do with it. Read the history. They are not in the history at all. So there's no way to confuse them. When they come in there and write something that represents themselves, when they are turning over and morphing our characters, they come under Romans. And Romans is so popular in all over the world and in the Bible. Okay? But it's not in the real history. As a civilized set of Europeans. So they actually use our name, Romans, to give themselves clout. Until this day, the disease that they put inside of us allow us to believe in them, that they are Romans, and they were never any Romans at all. And they tell all kind of lies. I read. Now, we are, like I say, the summit of human civilization. We are. We have the blood. That's why we talk. They come and have the blood. And something I want to make you realize. You see, because they, you got to understand the fact that, yes, they interbreed with the Neanderthal is a sapien blood that they are touching until they don't look like ape anymore. But they couldn't talk. They, you know, when we leave Africa 100,000 years ago and coming to the Western, that's when Africa and all of us, they give this whole lot of things. And quickly, they go away and able to come in, because they can talk, they come into our institution and learn everything, the skills that they have here today. And they are as sharp and witty as ever. But look at the nasty, dirty things that they do to us. Look at the way they change our world. White people, right there that you're thinking, that you they want you to come. It's a new world. They have a new world that we don't belong, but that's where we are in. Because that's what Christianity is. Not unless you get a good, perfect understanding of what I am saying. Because these reference to what happened got to be something that make you stagger in your thinking until you get a good sense of what I am saying before you can get on your mental foot and begin to decipher for yourself, before you are able to get into what I'm saying and find it reality. Yeah, I come to know the reality of it because I read it and see whether or not, you know, you're still staggering, like in the case of the Bible. You're reading all these things in the Bible and you only need to believe it. You have to just keep on believing it. I talk to people that they buck and because of the whole bunch of nonsense in the Bible, but they can't go nowhere. They don't know anything else. Well, I didn't know anything else until I begin to read, and gradually get to know some things and able to shuffle the thing. The cards. Shuffle the cards. All right? When I begin to cross-read, cross-reference, and, you know, make equality of things and see which one is off. I do a lot of careful reading, right? So that I am at peace with myself and know that the evidence are clear. We see the heavens declare the glory of God and the heaven declare their handiwork. They came here and do all these things. The four river in Africa is not dredged by anyone else except the gods themselves. And I think that when they created us, we helped do some of it. But they probably had done it before they created us to do other type of jobs, like work in the mines, because they want a lot of that. Those things happen, my friends. So if you are thinking in doubt for insufficient information, keep your interest, keep your open mind and search still, because it is a fact that a lot of us is going to have a hard time to come to that spot where we have confidence in what we're reading, because not until you have the cognitive clearance to understand when you have evidence of something. Look for the evidence. Because I tell you, anything you read as names of things in these books, it don't send you down in the gully down there. It is going to take you exactly to the spot where these things are. Now, just a second. I'm not done with what I'm saying, but I have a friend of mine that is coming here, and Jay Clark's Novelty Vent and Chat Late Nights. What's this? All right, let me see if what this person said. I'd like to read some of what they say here. All right. Jay Clark says, Jay Clark's Novelty Vent and Chat Late Nights. What now? Question, and exclamation, and a little face here, all right? He said, I thought you went to jail. No, I didn't go to jail. I did not go to jail. That's where they wanted to put me. But I am telling you that my knowledge of using words caused them to misinterpret what I say. You see, so they thought I was threatening them, but they couldn't prove I was threatening them because I'm not misusing words. I am using the words and all the ingredients in the words and where you get the context of what you're saying, right? I'm good at that. So that's why I'm here talking the things I'm saying. So those judges down there, that was a circuit judge, but I was after a federal judge and she was trying to block me from deposing the federal judge. That's what she was doing. But I win because she couldn't prove that I was threatening her at all. She was supposed to grant my motion, and she blocked and denied my motion, which was against the court, the court ruling. So this woman was trying to protect her federal friend, and she got dropped into the hole in the pit, because she sent what I wrote to her to the Florida state attorney, seeking to have me arrested if they find that I am threatening her. So the judge thinks that I am threatening her, and send it to the authorities for them to read it and arrest me if they have me as a suspect that I threaten her. All right. Well, when it went to the state attorney, the state attorney agreed agreed with the judge and sent two sheriffs after me. Mm-hmm. And I was right there at the courthouse a day when I had an appointment there to have an argument with one of the judges about appeal that I had. All right? So the state attorney believed that I am threatening the judge for real. Two of them are lunatic. And the two sheriffs came to me. And there was someone else, one of my friends, was with me. So they came to me and said, we were coming up to your house in North Lauderdale, but we realized that you had an appointment here today. So we come to like see what you have to say. That a letter came to the state attorney where you are accused of threatening the judge with bodily harm. So I asked them, where is the threat? They weren't able to show me anything, but they continue to say, well, the state attorney thinks that you do. Now, these people are too simple for me, and I only have high school and a little paralegal course. You know what I mean? All right. I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you exactly what happened. I couldn't come here. Now, that judge named Corcalis is a woman judge. I don't know if she passed away or something like that now. But she was not a whole person, but you don't have to get old to die. But this lady, nice looking lady, but she's European. And they all think alike, you know. So the sheriffs, they are there, you know. Right face to face each other now, and no hostility because I feel good about the whole thing, you know. So they said the state attorney said that, you know, you're threatening the judge. I said, if the state attorney thinks that I threatening the judge, the state attorney cannot use words right. Not using words correctly. Okay? That's what I said to that. They still don't show me, like they see the letter here and blah, 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 blah. No, they didn't have anything to show me. I'm telling you because this is something that I remember very, very well. You know, like it's yesterday. So I'm giving you the real juice of what happened. So then they fail on that point. So they said, but the judge who sent the letter believes that you are threatening her. I tell her the same thing for the state attorney. I said, if the judge thinks that I am threatening her with bodily harm, she cannot use words right either. That was my answer. And when I tell them that, you know, it's time for them to make their move. And they were not making any move. They stand up and we're looking in each other's face. And then I had time to think, you know what? I shouldn't let them go away just like that. I say, you know, I mean, this was not a heavy, heavy bullet like I would like, okay? But I thought, and I said, you know what? And you cannot use words right either. You think I would tell them that if I think that they were getting something on me? No! I wouldn't say that. But the fact that they are speechless without anything to, like, move the ball their way, I had to walk them. Not that I felt it was necessary, but I think it was like you know, going over the top with it. I'm not joking, because I caught them in a rubbish, and then I light the fire on them and burn them. Basically, in, you know, figuratively speaking, that's really what I did to them. A little black boy from Jamaica, St. Catherine. Okay? With not much of a reading ability. And I am able to use words like that. Okay? So that's what happened. They came into my meeting with the other judge, and they sat. And here, how I put, you know, how I talk to that judge. We talk pretty good, but at a certain point, the judge might say something to me, like differ with me, and I tell him no. He said, we are to respect each other. Something I said, and he said that to me. I said, that is respect, because I'm telling him the truth. I told him, I said, that is respect. Now, I expect he's supposed to reverse my thing that I brought to him, but I don't care. I don't care, because you know what? I am in a win-win situation. So I tell him no. So these guys sit and watch me talk to the circuit court appeals judge and find out that I am not a joker. And when on the outside, there is one lawyer that said to me, you know what? He had some clients around him and said, you know, they wish you were to be their attorney. Because they find out somebody was in there on fire and burning them up in this context. That's for real. Now, let me see what else you're saying. So he did not. No, they didn't get to put me in jail. But I did get that federal judge, though, and depose him and go to trial. And he came to the trial. I didn't win the case because I need 3 points to beat them. Okay, to beat the lawyer that I was suing. I need 3 points to win him, and I only had one. And it was, you know, a little carelessness why I didn't have that point, because I could have done it and just lay back and think that, you know, everything would be okay, but it didn't. So I didn't win the case again, but at least he's on record, that judge. I don't know if he's still around, but Jose Gonzalez is his name. And I'm telling you, I'm telling you, these white people and the court that they have is not our court. It's not court for African people. No, we have government. They don't have any. But it is shocking that what causes the problem with us, unable to help ourselves, is because of the many diseases that they first used to infect us 100,000 years ago. And you don't have to believe what I'm saying. I know it is true, and I'll go anywhere and say it. You know what I mean? And if me doing this show here that they don't want me to talk about, because they don't want you to call them sodomites and call them names, you see, because they're doing everything to displace us, our looks, and who we are. Right. When they did the Neanderthals, for many, many years, they're screwing the Neanderthals. They did it until they lose their monkey face, because that's the way they are recorded in the World History textbook. They were flat-faced man of Kenya. Yeah. We don't know because we don't know. If you really want to know what's going on, you have to talk to somebody who is crossing the T's and dot the I's. You can't believe nonsense about Jesus, because they are the ones who write these stories. They are the ones who tell us about the talking serpent. They are the talking serpent because they screw us up. Do you think all of us put together would allow these few white people, and especially back then, there were few than us, okay? Because we were 200,000, no, we were 100,000 developing our civilization in Africa, right? And therefore, they didn't have much of anybody, right?
And we are a mass-producing, you know, developer of our society. We develop, you know, and increase numbers, I mean, very, very quickly, because sex is sweet and people like to have children. And especially over certain times, we didn't know nothing better than just to have children, right? But I am saying to you that what we are going on now with these white people, it's simple because we don't know law. We don't know law because the disease that is affecting us so badly, we don't get to find out. I am lucky that I come to find out. I mean, a blessing that, because my mind is interested. It's not that the Lord don't want to give everybody knowledge, but not everybody want it. Begin to want knowledge right now and see if your life not change. As long as you're not following something that is under belief syndrome, you have to be knowledge all day long. That's what you learn in school, is knowledge, not believing anything. All right, my life changed, and people will hear me talking and saying certain things right now, and yeah, they have to respect me, whether they want to or not. Because I know something they don't know, okay? I have the answers because I read and I collect the information. I am not saying anything I don't know. United States don't have a government. And African people are under them in Christianity because of the diseases that they continue to use against us. They start using it from 100,000 years ago, okay? That, oh, they can remove all of our kings from their seats. Okay, Europe, they started it. Oh, yeah, and Africa had no help to offer their own people. Obama and Hillary Clinton go into Africa and kill Gaddafi. And you don't have anybody from the African many, many sub-countries. Don't come to his help. Now, can't you see that something is wrong with us? So that these things I'm reading about kingship government that came down from heaven and came to us, it was a physical world of the gods, them that come from up there in their chariots, up and down from earth back to their Nibiru planet, with gold that they want for their, to do what they want to do with their atmosphere up there. This is something serious about us. And when we continue to follow church and make the, you know, our interest into some, you like we have a real God, into the God, we say he make a son named, begotten a son. Begot a son. It's not true. But if you're not at the place to do a research and to find out, you will believe it. Because I believe it for like almost 50 years. And nothing wasn't pushing me to learn anything until the time came when I begin to read and I begin to see, oh, all these things open up to me. All right. So this is where I'm at with this. So look, I thank you for, you know, giving some interest to what I'm saying, so that when you ask, it suit me when you said, I thought you went to jail. I went to jail some other times, but not that time. Okay. They arrested me at the church. That's true. But not this time, not in this context that I'm talking to you. Not in this event. Okay. All right. So no, I didn't go to jail. Let's see what else. Long. You gonna be in jail. Long, you gonna be in jail. Mean right now? You must have called the judge white. No, I tell you the truth, and that's the truth I tell you. Not more to it. Calling the judge white. I never called the judge white. No, I never call her. Oh, you mean in what I wrote? Okay, I'm getting you now. No, in what I wrote, no, I tell her, if she's covering for a crook,
then she's a crook. I didn't call, no racial stuff. Nothing racial, I never said, okay? So hope you get that. All right. And, so this friend of mine came and left. I didn't get to see her when I was deliberating. Yes, but these are the things she says on interesting stuff. No, I didn't call her no racial names. No, I did not. White bigot, and you will stay out of jail. No, I wasn't doing none of that, my baby. I was on the right track. Where are you getting this stuff from? You just love to talk. You must ask me questions concerning what I'm talking though. Yeah, of course I love to talk, but I don't love to talk just to talk. It must be meaningful in the context of yielding some fruit inside of me. You are not even making any sense. Oh boy. Well, I mean, she doesn't prove that. Look at the things she's saying, asking me if I called the judges, if I did wear certain type of clothes. You're the kind of thing she's asking me. And she's saying I'm not making any sense. Now, you tell me how much sense you are making in what you're saying. Now, I do appreciate that you're trying to say something. But you when you said you are not even making any sense, where didn't I make sense? How do you prove that I make sense? No, you're equivalent to that judge, you know? Because nothing you say here puts you in the column for me to say you are smart. I can't say you are smart. Not the things you have said and then say, I am not even making any sense. You didn't give anything to suggest that I am not making any sense. That's the problem. You are probably a preacher. Are you? Maybe. Because if you were just somebody going to a church, you probably wouldn't be talking like this. You know what I mean? All right. Now, I like the conversation. I like the conversation. I mean, in spite of what you're saying, I mean, I enjoy, you know, reading what you say. And now I am evaluating. You know, I wouldn't start talking about you if you did not come here and speak uncivilly about the subject matter. Because what you're saying is not even civilized about me not making sense. And you didn't prove that. You didn't say anything about that and prove and say you don't have any sense. You don't make an assertion about me that proves me to not making any sense. No. This is the first assertion you're making against me. And I am telling you that it is a very uncivilized thing you are saying. On top of, you don't put any evidence to what you say in order to qualify you to say I'm not making any sense. What is it I did not make sense in? Jay Clarks. Novelty. I want you owe me an apology. Okay? When next time you come back, you're going to be confronted with this. Okay? Because that's not right. Don't do that to anybody at all. Have the proof there before you make any move. So you can't be wrong. You're a believer. I'm not a believer. You see what I mean? So you have to be careful. And don't run off. Because I know you have been here with me a few times. And I don't want you to stop because of anything I say. Okay? But come back. And let us have a good talk. Now,
are you really starting to put me to sleep? No, are you really starting to put me to sleep?
It sounds like a female to me. But this individual has nothing to put on record.
Nothing. She hasn't said anything for me to put on record. She can only make mockery at me and then make wrong statement that you are not even making any sense. You have to not make sense when you are talking about at least some idea. What idea did I pass that never makes sense? I talk about what happened with me and the judge. What did I say that didn't make sense? J. Clerks? I'm waiting for that answer. I know you're not here, but, if you listen to the show at any time, then this is what I'm saying to you. Oh, so you say I'm putting you to sleep now. So you see what I mean? You cannot be dealing with active types of communication and you don't begin to like feel the vibes of what being said by what you say or the other person say. No, you come in and say all of these other things and come down here, down the bottom now to say, I'm putting you to sleep. That means you're not understanding, you're not up there with me with what I'm saying. So you should strike a note where you think the both of us will begin to work on a meeting of the mind. But you're not doing that. Right? Right now, you are guilty of what you tell me. And I wouldn't like to say that. I wouldn't be moved to tell you that if I didn't feel compelled to tell you, because I am assessing these things you said. And based on what you said and say that I am not making any sense, then the next thing I'm putting you to sleep. I know why you're going to sleep. It's because you're talking nonsense to me. Enough with the white people again. Oh, because you are a believer of their talking serpent. You're preaching that to people. You see, so there you go. No, you're not making any sense. Whether you're white or you are something else. That is why she keeps putting you in jail. I didn't say she put me in jail. You see, this Jay clerks are intoxicated because none of what you say makes sense, really. I talk at length. I don't scratch around. I get into the inner part of things, okay? You haven't brought anything there. You haven't asked me a question that I could feel good to answer. And, because I'm always going to feel good when somebody is asking me something substantive. Not nonsense. That can't come after nothing. It must be able to come to something if you're asking a good question. So, therefore, I thank you for coming in and taking a part in the program, because at least people are listening to me and you talking about
you know, what you have contributed to the program, and that is wonderful. I'm not sorry about that, because people out there can wonder about, wait a minute. You know? Yeah. But if you really want us to have conversation, you have to cut out these whole bunch of there's no significance into the things that you're saying. They are not up on my, you know, you're not up where I am talking, up where I am talking. You're talking churchish type of concept. And I'm not into church concept anymore. I'm way beyond that. And I'm telling you that I am in the court dealing with judges, right? Taking them on big time, and you don't see nothing in that. Now, you don't get to know whether or not I say she put me in jail, and you're just going on, I mean, you know, talking, and you're off the point? Come on. Do better than that, okay? All right. Thanks for coming in. So let's go now to... He said, type here to chat private with this person. Okay. Well, I see. Oh, I see. So, let me see now what this, can I chat here now? No, it won't. Let's see. Maybe I can't talk here now. I won't be able to talk here, right? It won't talk here? Why? See, all these kind of a stuff. I hold AMC. Late night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 11 to 1. Wow. Wow. So why, no. Okay. get it off of there. so what happened?